I beg that you will not touch me with your filthy hands,
remarked our prisoner as the handcuffs were put on his wrists.
You may not be aware that I have royal blood in my veins. Have the goodness also, when you address me, to say sir and please. All right,
said Jones with a stare.
Well, sir, would you please march upstairs where we can get a cab to carry your highness to the police station?
That is better,
said John Clay calmly. He made a sweeping bow to the three of us and walked quietly off in the custody of the detective.
Really, Mr. Holmes,
said Mr. Merriweather as we followed them from the cellar,
I do not know how the bank can thank you or repay you. There is no doubt that you have detected and defeated in the most complete manner one of the most determined attempts at bank robbery that has ever come within my experience.
I had a score of my own to settle with Mr. John Clay,
said Holmes.
I have been at some small expense over this matter, which I shall expect the bank to refund. But beyond that, I am amply repaid by having had an experience which is in many ways unique, and by hearing the very remarkable narrative of the Red-Headed League. You see, Watson,
he explained in the early hours of the morning as we sat drinking tea in Baker Street,
it was perfectly obvious from the first that the only possible object of this rather fantastic business of the advertisement of the League and the copying of the encyclopedia must be to get the pawnbroker out of the way for a number of hours every day. It was a curious way of doing it, but really, it would be difficult to suggest a better plan.